Okay, we're going to start from the fifth line from the top on Samach Amud Beis. The Gemara had a machlekes whether the Torah is read b'ksav or read b'alpeh. Yesterday we were masbir machlekes whether we considered the drushes as part of b'alpeh or part of b'ksav. So one man the Amr learned it from the pasuk that said, "Eftu le'rubi torasi k'mezar neftu." It seems to say Hashem wrote most of the Torah. The other man, the Amr, brought the pasuk, "Apiyat Dvar Me'ila." The bris is "Apiyat Dvar Me'ila," which seems to indicate that most is Baal Peh. Correcting the Gemara, the Idach, last word on the line, fifth line from the top, Samach Amud Beis. The Idach Nami Yochdim Echtel Le'Rubi Torasi. The man, the Amr, that says most was Baal Peh. What does he do with the pasuk that says Echtel Le'Rubi Torasi? And for the Gemara, who had to move from the time, and the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn this. Rashi learned that Hashem said, I should write most of my Torah. Whatever I wrote, they don't treat properly. So really, Hashem is saying, I didn't write most of my Torah, because what they wrote, what I did write, they didn't treat with the proper respect. Let's learn the Rashi. I should write most of my Torah. What I wrote for them, they treat like a czar. Tosfos doesn't learn that way. Tosfos learns that since the Goyim took wrote down Torah Shebiksav, Hashem said, I should write most of my Torah. The Goyim are going to take it. It's going to be taken by the Goyim, like they took Torah Shebiksav. Therefore, Hashem said, I want to keep most of it Baal Peh. So the Goyim should not have access to it. The one that says most is Biksav, what does he do with the pasuk about Pi Adbar Me'ila, which is mashma, that the bris, the main bris, is on Teresh Abapah? It's not the majority, but whatever it is, it's harder to learn. And since it's harder to learn, that's the bris, because that's what takes a lot of Hamelos, toil, is Teresh Abapah, Teresh Abapah, it's easier on the surface. Dr. Gemar Weitzer, Teresh of Yehuda ben Achmeni, Matuk Munad of Shimon Malakish. Rabbi Judah ben Achmeni, the Meturgeman, the one who used to stay over the drushes of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Darshan. Ksivit says in one pasuk, Ksayim lochet advar meila. Write down these words. Ksivit says in another pasuk, Kiyapi advar meila. Do the words bapeh. So why is the Torah seems to be insisting on writing and insisting on bapeh? To tell me, okay, then, Dvarim shibiksav yatir rishon lemer bapeh. Things that are written, you shouldn't say about Pam, and things that are about Pam, you should not write. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Ksiv Ksayv Lach Amma Nichtava, Ksiv Apeh, Amma Loi Nichtava. The answer is, Dvarim Shamachim Lach Biksav, things that I gave you written, Yatir Rishon Lach Biksav, you saw about Pam. You shouldn't teach it about Pam, you should teach it from the writing. Dvarim Shamachim Yatir Rishon Lach Biksav, you cannot tell Amad, so Rashi says the reason we were able to write down Gemara is because of Eslatus Lashem, a favorite Torah Secha. It was necessary because Torah was being forgotten, which is the heter to write Torah Shabbat down. Now there's a machloikas in the halacha of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyatir Rishon Laimer Malpeh, what that means. Some Rishonim learned, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that anything that's written b'ksav, you're not supposed to say b'al peh. That's even the gay today. Meaning, people shouldn't memorize chumash and teach it b'al peh. Only parts that are so shogur b'pi everybody knows them, that you can say b'al peh, like ashrei, or things like that. But any part of Torah b'ksav that is not well known, the tuchnar paskins, you're not allowed to say it over b'al peh. You're supposed to read it mitaych ha'ksav. That's the Shulchan Aruch sack. Which means no memorizing Chumash or Navi and rattling it back Baal Peh because it's Dvarim Shebiksav. Only the parts that everybody knows. There are certain parts, certain Halalukas, certain Kapitlach, certain things in Torah Shebiksav that everybody knows, that you're allowed to say Baal Peh. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Unless, Rachman al-Lislan, somebody is blind, so for him there's an Eitz L'Atzos L'Shem. He has no other option, so he can do it Baal Peh. The Gra and others argue, and they say this is only if you're being mighty somebody. If I'm being mighty somebody, I have to say b'ksav from b'ksav. But if I'm stam learning, I can learn Tereshim b'ksav b'al peh. So the Gemara learns it means if I'm being mighty, somebody increase a taira, I have to read it b'ksav, I cannot read it b'alpeh. Right? The Shulchan Aruch would agree, but the Shulchan Aruch holds you stam can't learn b'alpeh taira b'ksav. But the Gemara learns that it's only when you're being mighty somebody, not when you're not being mighty somebody. That's the halacha l'maisa of machlokes. The Bay Rabbi Shmuel. Sorry? Okay.
Memorize the
Is somebody asking a question?
Birchas Yaakov. And when they memorize that.
What? Birchas Yaakov. Either they're Seimach on the Gras. That's probably what they're Seimach on. Or girls memorize Hadino. Or Shiris Devaira. You know, things like that. They're probably Seimach on the Gras. The Bay Rabbi Shmuel Tana. In the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they learned Ela. Just Kepi Advar Me'ela. Ela Atakai says, I'm sorry, Ksayv Lachas Advar Me'ela. Ela Atakai says, the Atakai of Halachas. This is what you're allowed to write down, Tereshim Ksav, but you're not allowed to write down Tereshim Ape. And again, Ramati because it's Ace Basis. And I mentioned, I think, last week that the Machloikas, how to view the heter of Ace Basis. Most pipes can hold, which is what we rely on, that once there's an ace lasis, it's a blanket heter. You're allowed to write everything down because Torah is forgotten, so in order to preserve Torah, you can write down everything. But nothing happens, and a few others held, that it's only if you need to remember. But if you remember without writing it down, you can't write it down. So he never wrote down his chedushim. He made a dot on the side of his Gemara or the side of the Sefer he was learning, and that reminded him what he had to say about that. But the problem with that is that we didn't gain anything from that because we don't know what he meant. But he held the heter is a limited heter to what you need personally. But to write down what you don't need is not necessary. Masha'inke, most Tachwaitim learn, which is the way we call you so accepted, is that Eslasis became a blanket heter that you could write down any Torah you want. Dr. Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabbi Yisrael. The Karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris in Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his bris with Klal Yisrael. Ela B'shul Dvarim Shabapah. Shinema Kepi Adwar Ma'ila Karati Yitz Chabris Vas Yisrael. The Medrash Nachum and Parash Yisnayach is Marach. That Shad is, Teres Shabapah is very difficult to learn. Not easy. Therefore, since it's not easy, the toil of Teres Shabapah, that's why we were zaycha to have a breath. Dr. Gemara Vayter. One of the things the Mishnah mentioned was Ma'arvin b'beis yashan, it made Darak Yishalom, that they put the Erev Chatzeres. They used to make an Erev Chatzeres. Erev Chatzeres is if you have a bunch of people living in one courtyard. The courtyard is owned by all the people together. So from an individual's domain to a jointly owned domain, you can't carry on Shabbos, rabbinically. So what they did is, you make an Erev Chatzeres where you put food into one of the houses. That house becomes the main house. Everybody seems to live there because they all have a piece of bread there. Right? It has to be pots. And therefore, then you're allowed to carry to all places because it becomes like the chatzer is owned by one house, which is everybody lives in together. That's not law. So they used to put it in a certain house. You're not supposed to change the location of the Erev Chatzeres. You're supposed to keep it in the same house. It may Darkei Shalom. The question is, what is the Darkei Shalom about changing the location of the Erev Chatzeres? Rekhti Gemara my time. Elaim Mishum Kavod. Is it that it's taking away respect? It's a respect to somebody that he's Zaycha to have the Erev Chatzeres in his house. And if you move it, you're making diminishing his covet. Bahu Shipura, there was this shofar. They had the same kind of thing. Each section had a shofar. They used to blow the shofar on Erev Shabbos to announce to people the arrival of Shabbos. There were six blows at different stages. That was also something they usually kept in one house. It would be the same as an Erev Chatzeres. And yet we see they moved it, and nobody seemed to mind. Ahushipura, Tavi Mikar Be Rabbi Yehuda, L'Soy Be Rabba, L'Soy Be Rabbi Yitzchak, L'Soy Be Abaya. It moved four times. L'Soy Be Rabba, sorry, another time. So we see clearly that covet is not a factor here. And for the Gemara, Elam Hashem Chashada. Where Chashada is, since the Erev is in one house, if you change the place, people will not see the Erev. They'll think that there's no Erev. And it'll make a whole tumult in the community. There's no Erev this week. There's no Erev. How can we carry? Now, today we make an Erev once a year. In those days, they made an Erev every Friday, and they ate the Chav on Shabbat. So they always put it in one house, and then they don't put it in the same house. Certain people will not know the change of location, come in and don't see the Erev, and make a big tumult in the Erev that people are carrying, so therefore, they got to Shalom, don't change it. Rashi. He was the Rashiva. After Yehuda was Nifter, Rabbi became Rashiva. This is all Pumpadisa. So you see that they moved it around. The Shrei Rigon perished. The Shevigon says that Sav Chuvah Tzayna Chuvah. Shipura was Shifrish on the Dada with the Pushka. They had a Pushka where they collected money for the needs of the Bnei Yeshiva. And the Pushka was also something that was put in a certain place, and they moved it. And they weren't worried about the covered that the Pushka was being moved from location to location. So Naisnan, the Taycha and the Dada, Hashlucha of the Bnei Yeshiva. They put into it the Nedava that was being sent to the Bnei Yeshiva. But like my Yud Gimel Shafer, so I have a Mikdash. You have a Mishnah's column that uses the word Shafer for a Pushka. Vaitar. Zakta Gemara Vaitar. Barshu Karim Lama. This is talking about people used to, be an irrigation ditch. And the irrigation ditch, went down the street, down a bunch of fields, and each person wanted to fill up his pit. That way, in case there's a shortage of water, he will have stored water in the pit. The question is, everybody wants to do it first. That way, they're guaranteed that they have the water. Who gets to do it first? The Mishnah said, the one that's closest to the beginning of the irrigation ditch is the one that does it first. Now, we're going to see a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask for our Mishnah and one of them on the Amud. Does the Gemara write it? Itmar. B'nei Nara, people of a river. Rab Amar, what to do is, Rab Amar, Tisoy Shosimai Beresha. Rab says, those who are downstream get first. Shmuel Amar, Eloy Shosimai Beresha. And Shmuel says, the upstream people get first. And the Gemara explains. Kalhecha, where am I? Right. Bidemezel, as long as it's flowing and nobody's interrupting it. Kula amalei pligi. Everybody agrees. You take whenever you want. Nobody has first rights. The river is flowing. You take wherever you want. Mashenke, it's talking about keep pligi b'mischar v'ashliye. What they want to do is, there's not enough for everybody. So the upper ones want to make a dam so the water shouldn't go down, and that way they can fill up their irrigation ditches. And the low downstream ones are saying it's not fair. You're taking the water first. So we are closer to the source of the water. Leave the river alone. Why are you making a dam? Leave it alone. When it comes to us, we're the last ones on the river, and therefore we have a right to take first. You're stopping the flow of the river. We're not stopping the flow of the river. We're not interfering with the regular flow. We're letting it come all the way down. You're the one that's trying to stop it early and take it away from us. So that's the Machlokes. Rav and Shmuel, with Rav saying that it goes to the lower ones, and Shmuel saying it goes to the other ones. Dr. Ashi, B'nei Nara, Sada Shal Satanor, the fields that are on the bank. The Mezuk Lamalad Ligi, Menem Seichen Satanor, if nobody is damming up the river, El Adol of the Hochen, and they're just drawing water. Vanor, Meshach Kepatsai, and the river is going its regular way. Kulamalad Ligi, Shekhala Reitzel with my Sipa. Nobody argues that whoever wants to draw the water can draw the water. There's not enough for everybody to draw yachad. Right in how yainel l'saykrai, the upper ones want to dam it up. Shalayevdu hamayim l'mata, that the water should not go further downstream. Ulaham shechanor ne'egdar garam k'tanim, they want to draw the river into their little irrigation ditches. Ach yishtu kos v'seyam, until they water all their fields. Daptaydim achim alayim, the ones of the daptaydim are ma'akir, elam j'nashka nachutchila, unless we get to water it first. Hakar v'ama, hainu iloi. So Shmuel says, the upper ones are first. They're the ones that are near the source of the river, at the beginning of the river. And Rav says, the bottom ones are first because the upper ones are interfering with the regular course of events. Frech, the Gemara, it's not our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, barakar v'ama, the bar that's closest to the beginning, right, to the upper ones, so it's clearly like Shmuel that you go with the upper ones before you go with the under one. Come to Gemara, tell them the Shmuel, a little bit of Rab. What happened is, the case in the Mishnah is the pit is right under the irrigation ditch. No damming has to be done. Right? Therefore, what happens is, usually, those pits are kept closed so the irrigation ditch can go further downstream. The ones upstream want to open it up, and the ones downstream want to say, don't bother. Now, this is not changing the width of the irrigation ditch. It's not damming up the irrigation ditch. It's removing the cover from this man's pit. So there, Rav agrees that since it's not changing the flow of the water directly, it's just opening up a hole under it, that the Eloi would have a right to do it first. Because they're not, they're telling the other one, we're not damming up, we're letting the water go. We're just opening up our pit, which we have. So the bottom ones are saying it's not fair, but the upper ones have the right. That's what the case of the Mishnah would be, according to Rav. But if it means damming it up to get their irrigation ditches full, that Rav would hold the bottom ones at a time to not disturb the flow. Whereas here, they're not touching the way the water flows, they're just opening up their reservoir, their bar, under it where the water goes in.
Like a grumma? Rashi? I mean, is it a grumma that they're doing? It's not a direct damming? I mean, essentially...
Listen to Rashi. Okay. Hakar v'ama, hainu iloi. It's going on its own. They're not touching the flow of the stream. They're not damming up the river. Call it grammar. Call what you want. They're not touching the flow. They're opening up something that makes the flow go down into their pit. They're not disturbing the flow directly. So what's the time of the bottom one? The only time they're going to Rav was, leave things alone. Well, they are. Cover your pit and let's draw equally. Let's be fair. Let's split it evenly. The bottom ones have no time now that they should open their pits. Why are they more entitled than the top ones? But the time is, let's split it evenly. Let no one have first dip. So that's why the Mishnah tells me, Darki Shalom, we have that the first upper one does it. You would say Darki Shalom is to split it evenly? That doesn't usually work. Rashi, Tocher Mishnah Pibarcha, close the top of your bar. So Yehdu HaMayim L'Teicha Shem HaMayim L'Shita Senor, it diminishes the flow of the river. Get as much as we get. Which I think means they share it to each other. Fine, we will stop here. And may you send the manager to help us and make it back safely. And I'll be back live tomorrow.
Okay.